contradictions, and our hearts can be at rest. Our hearts can be at peace, because we know that God is in control. So that's the first way we can look at time and the whole sphere of human existence. But a second way the Bible presents this world of ours is in terms of conflict. And that conflict is essentially a spiritual conflict, a conflict being fought out in the heavenlies, a conflict between Christ and Satan. Here you have two powers, so to speak. It is not a Zoroastrian dualism that both are equals, for Christ is infinitely greater, and the Satan who is hurled out of heaven is doomed, defeated at the cross, and one day will experience a final defeat when he is thrown into the fiery furnace of hell. But today, as he has in history, and until the end of time, he will continue to wage an unceasing battle against Christ, the Son of God, against his holy angels, Michael and the whole of the angelic hosts. And so Satan and his angelic host is involved in that war, but he's also engaged in a war with us, the people, the followers of Christ. And there is a hatred, an intense hatred. For not only does he seek the destruction of Jesus, but he now seeks the destruction of the people of Jesus. And so this devil is at work in this world in which we exist. And in the scriptures, you begin to understand something of the nature of Satan by considering his names. He comes to us as the serpent, deception, lying. He comes to us as the roaring lion, the one who intimidates, the one who bullies, the one who coerces, who introduces fear. He comes as the very angel of light to deceive the very elect of God. He comes to wreak destruction. Rightly do we read in the book of Revelation that Satan is hurled down from heaven and that he is here on earth and he is filled with bitter hatred against Christ and against his people. And that